Hello, my name is Utpal Singhal and I'm a PhD student in the Perception Cognition Lab at Safarik University in Košice, Slovakia. The research present in this poster was done with Norbert Kopcho from Safarik University in Košice, Slovakia. The title of my poster is A Signal Detection Theory Model of Binaural Cue Reweighting. Normal hearing listeners weight binaural localization cue depending on the sound frequency content. Interneural time differences, ITDs dominate at low frequencies, and interneural level difference, ILDs dominate at higher frequencies. However, the relative weighting of the cues used by the listeners can be suboptimal, resulting in the poor localization in many scenarios, for example, in reverberation. The previous study showed that the various training protocols can be used to induce a binaural cue reweighting, both to increase the ILD weight and to increase the ITD weight. This study used various measures to determine the ILD over ITD weight, making it difficult to compare the effectiveness of the different training protocols, as well as to compare the weights obtained in these studies to the standard training ratio. For example, in our study, the previous one, using discrimination training, the proportion of discrimination response in following ILD, which is known as PILD, was used as a relative weight measure from Singhal et al. 2023 ARO abstract. The current study proposes and develops a signal detection theory model, STDT model, based on which a measure of ILD over ITD can be estimated that is independent of the task and the condition used in each study. The model is based on the standard STD model for two intervals, two alternative choice force discrimination tasks as used in our previous study. It uses several simplifying assumptions, the main one being the response are unbiased, and it drives WLT, a D-prime-like measure of the relative weight per unit of azimuthal shift in the cues. The drive relative weight estimated WLT, when applied to our previous results, showed that the effectiveness of the training was approximately equal for both ITD training and ILD training. And the measure is more robust to noise and less affected by outliers compared to the PILD measure used originally. Further, we analyzed the training session from Singhal et al. To understand how training works over time between the sessions and its dependency on various training parameters. Our findings indicate that the performance improvement occurred more significantly between the training session rather than within them, applying to both ILD and ITD groups. Additionally, the results show that discrimination training led to a gradual enhancement in performance over a span of 3 days. A STD model-based measure is a relative weight which provides a reliable and location-independent estimate of binaural cue weighting. Applied to our experiment data, it shows that a simple adaptive discrimination training without visual signals can induce binaural weighting in both directions. So the next step is to extend the model to localization-based estimate of relative weight and to study estimating the training ratio. This will allow us to compare the effectiveness of the training procedure like visually guided training and the training in reverberant environment. Thank you very much.